Welcome to the Self-Compassionate Pause, based on the work of Dr. Kristin Neff. In this exercise, you will learn how to turn towards yourself during moments of difficulty or emotional struggle. Begin by taking a comfortable seated position and close your eyes. Bring your attention to your breath and notice how the chest and belly rise with each inhalation and fall with each exhalation. Become aware of your inner experience and notice the emotional weather pattern that you are carrying with you today. Perhaps it is a feeling you've been carrying with you all day or week, and this is the first time you've had a chance to acknowledge it. See if you can label the emotion to yourself. For example, by saying, "This is sadness," or "This is nervousness." Notice if there's any negative self-talk associated with this feeling. For example, areas in which you're being critical of yourself or blaming yourself for what is happening. Observe where you may be holding this feeling in the body, scanning for sensations of tension, bracing. Now, rather than turning on yourself or resisting this experience, you will turn towards yourself using the self-compassionate pause. In the first step, become aware of what is difficult in this moment and say to yourself, "This is really hard," or "This is a moment of suffering." So rather than blaming yourself for what you are feeling, you are simply acknowledging it and validating it for yourself. In step two, remind yourself that you are not alone in your suffering and that pain and difficulty are a part of life, something all people encounter. Tell yourself that it is not abnormal and there is nothing wrong with you for feeling this way. Now, in step three, gently place your hand over your heart. Imagine that you are touching the most vulnerable part of yourself that is in pain or experiencing difficulty. If you like, you can imagine that it was someone else who is experiencing a similar pain, someone for whom it is easy for you to feel compassion for. This might be a loved one, a child, a dear friend, or even a pet. Allow for that feeling of compassion to swell inside of you. And then you're going to turn it towards yourself. Here you might try speaking tenderly to yourself and repeat some loving, compassionate phrases. So for example, talking to yourself, you would say, "Oh dear one," or "Oh sweetheart, I am here for you. I care about your pain and suffering. It's okay. It's not your fault." keep repeating these phrases and sending self-compassion to yourself. In the next step, scan the body and mind to see what are you most needing from yourself right now. Not what you think you need, but what the deepest part of you is yearning for and needs from you. See which one of these words or phrases resonates with you. Do you need acceptance? Compassion, patience, gentleness, forgiveness, strength, or something else that may arise. Now, you'll create a self-compassionate phrase that reminds you of what you most need, saying it to yourself mentally. For example, may I be strong, or may I learn how to be more self-compassionate with myself. Repeating the phrase mentally several times.